Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So last night, beginning of the game, Booger McFarland says, "You know, Tess, perception is reality, right? And the perception is that Kirk Cousins can't win on Monday Night Football. Now, he is 0-7. It's not perception, Booger.
It's reality.
Those are the facts. It's not perception. God." And then he goes on to say, you know, after the Russell Wilson batted interception for a touchdown, you know, Viking fans have been waiting for something like this to happen to them for a long time, because usually those plays go against them, like the Minneapolis Miracle. Why would, like...
I actually felt bad at that moment.
I didn't, because, listen, we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and nitpick everybody's mistake. However, he's got one sport and one game on national TV.
Yeah.
You can't not know when you're doing a Viking game that the Minneapolis Miracle was something that was good for the Vikings. Like, why would it be called the Minneapolis Miracle if it was something that was bad for the Vikings?
Well, you have to remember the miracle at the Meadowlands was bad for the Giants and good for the Eagles.
Okay, fine.
So sometimes, you know, miracles can happen for other teams.
It was still really stupid.
Well, the fan base for the Vikings refer to that as the miracle in Minneapolis.
Right.
It's what, you know, he's talking to that fan base, so he should know what that fan base is thinking.
Yeah. He doesn't know what he's thinking, I think. It's just so bad.
Yeah.
And then did Joe Tessitore call DK Metcalf decaf, like, as a nickname, or is he just screwing up, is like Booger rubbing off on him? He's like decaf Metcalf. Like, is decaf?
Like, I hope that's a nickname. I saw,
like,
some reference.
Maybe his calves are big or something. Like, maybe that's what it is.
I saw some reference to the nickname on Twitter, but I don't know if that's just because Tessitore screwed up and now everyone was talking about it.
Well, find out. America wants to know.
That's right.
Yeah, America. America. America this. America that. America this. I mean, there's nothing worse than watching your team lose a big game with the soundtrack of idiocy behind it like that. Nothing worse. You know, Minneapolis Miracle, you know, like that whole really terrible time for the Minnesota Vikings.
I told my buddy, Ollie Zerbiak, the other day, I said, "Man, I feel bad for you, man." What's that? I said, you and Alan Hahn got to go in there and you got to talk about the Knicks post three and a half?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And be careful not to rip them too much,
right.
I'm sure.
Right, yeah, exactly.
They can't. I mean, right, they're just...
At gunpoint.
They're trying to do the best they can. I listen, and they try to remain somewhat positive. It's almost impossible just to totally sit in there and not rip, but they do a good job. They make it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if Booger were doing the Knicks post game, he would say, you know, the Knicks have been waiting for a special moment. You know, usually bad stuff happens to them, like the LJ 4-point play. The Knicks have really had some bad moments, like when Willis Reed came onto the court and then beat him. Like, what a doofus. Oh, God, he's the worst.
By the way, are these games, this could be a dumb question. Is there no ESPN in Canada? Is America the only one that's watching these Monday Night Football broadcasts?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know,
he always
honestly
references America, yeah.
Do you remember, you remember Annie Vinton? You know, she used to work here in sales.
Yeah, yeah. She went to Australia.
She's in Australia. So she sends me an email on Thanksgiving. "You're big in Australia."
Oh.
Because they got the, you know, the CBS broadcast over there for the Bills and the Cowboys. And there we are in Australia.
Look at that. They love you.
They
love you down under.
Down.
Yeah. All right. CeeLo, you got something for us?
Yeah. Maybe Booger can start saying, you know what? North America, and then he'll have Canada cover his
Yeah, right. North America. South America. Yeah. Hey, third world countries. We got to stop using tight ends to block elite pass rushers.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, this is the same guy that said Nick Bosa won't wow you with his athleticism. Meanwhile, he's doing backflips and sacking guys with one eye open. God. Can't stand it.
Probably making seven figures, too, right?
Who, Booger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Somewhere around there.
Whatever.
It's good work if you can get it. Anyway, big second half outburst it was to send the Seahawks past the Vikings on Monday Night Football.
A little flare pass to Penny. He turns up field 10, 5, he's in! Touchdown, Seahawks! Rashad Penny, for the second week in a row, has gunpowder burns on his behind. He's fired out of a shotgun. gun.
I haven't heard that one before. Steve Vrabel on Seahawks Radio.
By the way, there were times where it looked like the Vikings only had 9 guys on defense out there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, where was everybody?
I don't know.
Some poor tackling.
Can't stop
as well.
The run.
Yeah.
It's like
can't
the
stop
Nick
the pass. I mean,
if there is one.
At that point, it was 24 unanswered for Seattle. Vikings did make a bit of a comeback bid, but the Seahawks prevailed 37-30. Russell Wilson threw for 240, including a 60-yard TD hookup with David Moore, one of a handful of guys apparently dealing with the flu bug throughout the course of the week. The Hawks also ran for 218. Kirk Cousins picked off on the first play of the fourth quarter. Minnesota turned it over on downs with about 2.5 to play. Cousins falls to 0-8 in his career on Monday Night Football.
I think we have a football team that can go on the road to a tough environment and get a win. I think that this was an opportunity we missed, and it's disappointing.
And Vikings lost Dalvin Cook to a shoulder injury in this game. That was a factor. They fall to 8-4, game back of the Packers atop the NFC North. Pete Carroll's team, though, improving to 10-2, says it was a hard-fought victory.
Two good teams banging away at it, and there was just a really just a good matchup.
And they've got that's
my guy, man. So here we go. We're into December now. 4 games left. The Baltimore Ravens are the number one seed in the AFC. Over in the NFC, you now have the New Orleans Saints as the number one seed.
That's right.
Seattle goes to the number 2 seed. The great San Francisco 49ers drop to the number 5 seed. And obviously still have the Cowboys at the 4th seed and Minnesota at the 6th seed.
Right. Only a game up on L.A. now.
So if the if it started today, you would have the Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers for the first round of the playoffs. Now, that would be a fun thing.
Yeah. So you'll have Seahawks 49ers week 17 in Seattle.
Right.
If San Francisco, what's the next tiebreaker in division after head-to-head?
It's a conference record? Yeah. So and right now, San Francisco 7-1 in the conference, and New Orleans
Seattle?
Is 8-2.
What about
and
Seattle?
Seattle 7-1 in the conference.
7-1. So that's Seahawks Niners situation.
Right now, they win the tiebreak over the head-to-head matchup.
Right now, but if somehow San Francisco, if they split the head-to-head, then you'd go. If San Francisco wins Week 17 in Seattle, then you have a conference
record
situation.
They could get the number 2. Depending now, San Francisco goes to New Orleans this week.
Yes.
That's a huge game for
and
New
the Seahawks
Orleans.
Turn around and play Sunday night in L.A.
Yeah,
against
but you
the
know,
Rams.
San Francisco could beat New Orleans and end up staying there. If Seattle beats the Rams, because they can only make it via the wild card.
I sent us down the rabbit hole.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah, he did. Well, Booger last night said that he was rooting for the 49ers because that fan base out there in San Francisco hasn't recovered from the catch. So they were really trying hard to change the narrative out there.
God almighty, man. You've had it with Booger, man.
How could you not?
Right.
It's very frustrating.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. Right.
How could you not?
The broadcast, it's really hard. Right, it's a standalone game. You want to sit down and watch it and enjoy it. It's very difficult.
It is.
It really is.
No, they ruin it for
you.
It
was a great game last night, too.
You know what's kind of funny, though, is how
America
is out there.
North America.
Listening Earth. And tweeting on everything that he says.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's under the microscope.
Oh, he's the new Jason Witten, right? Like, Jason Witten was the target last year. Now Booger slipped right in there.
Booger Mobile was the target last year.
Right.
Now they took the mobile away.
Yeah, well, Jason, everybody made fun of Jason Witten on the weekend.
Both. I'm saying both.
Right? There's something.
Ibukam.
Jesus. I don't know. There's something about Jason Witten being that bad that was like more innocent than what's going on now. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the Booger mistakes are more annoying to me because it's almost like he was supposed to be better than that. It was like, all right, we're going to put Booger in the booth and then that'll sort of spray the fragrance on the Jason Witten pile of poo. And now we've got this.
Where he doesn't even
know what the Minneapolis miracle was. He was calling a Vikings game. God.
All right. The Jets off the hideous road loss to the Bengals. Jamal Adams was nearly in tears after the game. He got hurt early on, played through it. Obviously not himself. It is an ankle injury. Here was Adam Gase on his status yesterday.
A legit, like, week to week. I'm waiting on the whole, the exacts, the details of what the injury is.
And it doesn't sound promising for Sunday against the Dolphins. And then you had Adams tweeting last night, "This injury is eating me alive. Blank sucks. Can't even describe how it feels to have something stop you right when you get on a roll." And he went on and on and on. So he's feeling very dramatic about the whole thing.
Right.
I mean, guys get hurt every week. I don't know.
I don't want to
rain on his parade.
Glad to hear his feelings. So.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Glad he ran to social media and poured his soul out.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
What we were looking for.
Anything from Kyrie today?
I'm not sure, but it's early. Give him some time. With the Giants, Pat Shurmur not too worried about what Janoris Jenkins had to say after Sunday's loss to the Packers. Jenkins, of course, a little frustrated he's no longer traveling with the opponent's best receiver, seemingly a knock on the coaching staff and their game plans.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what he was doing. That may be the impression. You know, I think coaches and players talk about a lot of things behind the scenes.
A little different tone from the Giants.
You know, Shurmur! Yeah, I was thinking about, there's an article in the paper today. Let me see. Brian Dunleavy wrote it. It's about the guys that they brought in the locker room, about the high-character guys, easy to coach. The team's going to stay together even when they're losing. This is a big part of what Dave Gettleman's been trying to do and all that other stuff. And then you think about the guys that they've let go or traded. Okay, Olivier Vernon, OBJ, Snacks Harrison, Landon Collins, they let go.
Eli Apple.
Yeah, Eli Apple. I mean, maybe with the exception of Eli Apple, all these other guys are on bad teams too.
Yeah.
And they may have gotten paid. They may get their money, but they're not going to the playoffs.
That's a good point.
I mean, the Giants went all in a couple years ago. Jerry Reese spent a lot of money. It actually worked initially. And then the whole thing came apart when, you know, Ben McAdoo went to, like, you know, self-help school or something.
Yeah.
Or leadership school and came back with a slick back haircut and became a totally different person.
Right. Bizarre. One of the weirdest things that ever happened.
I wish he just would have stayed that awkward kind of, you know,
90s bowl haircut.
Just stay like that as a football coach. Right. You don't have to become something that you're not. I mean, almost like Freddie Kitchens, you know, is like remaining who he is, which is
yeah. We're still taking shots at him.
We're still taking shots at him too because they're not winning. If
and
they
he's
were
a moron,
winning,
right? That's the overarching point.
Yes,
is that the man is a moron. So
I, you know, it's hard to say he's a moron.
Well, he cemented his moronship when he wore that shirt out to the movies and took pictures.
Basically admitted it in the press conference a couple weeks when the guy asked him the question of, I forget what the question was. He goes, I don't understand what you're saying. Can you simplify that for me a little bit? Did you guys hear that?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I'm gonna have to go find that. That was a couple weeks back. I forget after. I think it might have been after the brawl game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
you got to speak redneck to him for him to understand.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
did y'all mean to do all that? Oh, let me rephrase the question. What were y'all thinking?
Get him and Mickey Callaway together. That would be interesting.
Oh, God. I know. He's football. He's Pigskin Callaway. That's his nickname.
So you got the Giants. They'll play Monday night road game against the Eagles, who are 5-7 coming off the ugly loss to the Dolphins. Here was head coach Doug Peterson yesterday.
I'm disgusted. I'm mad. I'm angry. And I'm probably more so mad at myself.
There you go. Taking a little accountability on WIP down in Philly. Now let's get to the Knicks, who didn't even bother to show up in Milwaukee.
Antetokounmpo with a layup line bucket. Knicks down 22.
Yeah, the Knicks' body language is not good now, folks. You see the guys walking slowly, heads down. Not a positive sign.
No, it wasn't. Mike
a layup
Green
line
bucket.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's aptly
that's
described.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Wally Szczerbiak and Alan Hahn and those guys. I mean, how about Mike Breen, who's one of the great play-by-play guys of our generation, who has to sit here and subject his eyeballs to this nonsense?
Do you think he has broadcasting PTSD?
I mean, he may. I mean, Clyde, you know, Clyde's one thing. I mean, Clyde, one of the great players in this city's history,
yes,
has to watch it, you know, but he just does his thing, seems to be happy all the time, doesn't affect him. But I mean, Mike Breen, who calls NBA finals every single year,
you think those
has
two guys
to sit here and watch this
high?
They should, if they have it, they should
Clyde
start.
Isn't Clyde always right. High? High on life?
He's high on life, that's for sure.
46-24 at that point, 72-45 at the half, a 132-88 final. That's a 44-point drubbing. And consider that Giannis Antetokounmpo only played 22 minutes, and he racked up 29 points and 15 rebounds, sat out the entire fourth quarter in which the Knicks were still outscored by 6.
You know, they probably were at team meal, and then they got on the bus, come over to the stadium, and go, man, we're playing Giannis?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're not supposed to win this game.
We can't win this one.
Right.
And David Fizdale basically confirmed that they laid down.
Personally, I don't feel like we came in here with the idea that we could beat this team from the beginning, and that was what was most disappointing.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Seriously. Say that into a microphone.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like he wants to get fired.
I almost feel like I...
Does he want to get fired?
I don't know. He may want to. I mean,
we've seen that before, right? He still gets paid if he gets fired. God. They're not going anywhere anyway. he's not going to survive to see if and when they ever turn this thing around.
He'll end up as an assistant coach on the Lakers, and they'll win the ring.
You're right. And everybody will happening. Talk about how great of an assistant he is.
Come on, bring Fizz here. We need Fizz here.
Don't they have Ty Lue and Sam Cassell on that staff, too?
Yeah, no, they do.
Or is that somebody else? Is that the Clippers?
Maybe that's the Clippers. Yeah, Clippers
got Ty Lue. Kidd on that staff.
On the Lakers staff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. On Frank Vogel's staff?
Yeah.
There you go. Star-studded cast.
Bring in Fizdale, too. Bring them all in.
Why not?
Maybe Scott Perry can go there, too. And they could all win a ring. We can do it. Told you.
Yeah.
12 in a row for Milwaukee. NBA best 18-3. The Knicks, meantime, fall to 4-17. Their seventh straight loss. Julius Randle told that Fizdale said they were lacking confidence from the jump.
That kind of felt their morale a little bit before the game. I didn't know if it was that or if it was just the second night of a back-to-back. But, it was a tough one from the start.
Yes, it was. They're back home for the Nuggets on Thursday, while the Nets will visit the Hawks tomorrow night. On ice, you had the Islanders winning in Detroit.
Penalty expires to Beauvillier. Back to even strength out of the box. Here's Anthony Beauvillier. Puck coming his way. Beauvillier in. Backhand scores!
Brendan Burke, MSG Plus. Couple for Jordan Eberle. His first two of the year. Anthony Beauvillier scoring there. 4-1 final.
You know what's amazing is that most of these guys that are on the Islanders, they're all Garth Snow picks. Draft picks.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he did an unbelievable job with that team.
They certainly had enough early first-round draft picks over the years.
Well, yeah, of course.
But they did hit on some of them, for sure.
And they hit on a bunch of them.
Yes, they did.
I mean, take a look at their defense. It's about as good as there is in the NHL.
No doubt. And that's back-to-back for them after that rough road trip out west. Rangers lost to Vegas 4-1. A couple of early goals for Alex Tuch. And the Devils
made him look like Leon Draisaitl last night. Jesus God.
The Devils were hammered in Buffalo 7-1.
Sure.
7-1, the Devils lose. Louis Domingue, who apparently started over 100 games in the NHL. I've never heard of him. Gave up five in the first.
Yes, you have. He always shuts out the Rangers.
I swear to God, I've never heard of his name before.
You've
so
never
bad
heard
job
of
by
him?
Me as a hockey fan.
Wow.
I know he played. I looked him up. He played for Tampa last year.
He gave
was
up
the
five
backup.
Goals last night in the first period.
Right,
they end up losing
7-1, and they turn around and play Vegas tonight.
Tonight at home, and that's the thing. I don't know if I'd want to put the coach out there. It's going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Good time for Devils tickets? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. America?
Yeah, America, we can win some Devils tickets right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.